Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
For the best in morning radio, tune in to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte. Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. This is Friday, July 11th. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hi, Charlotte. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Okay, I'm welcoming everybody to the show. I had to say it twice.
It's okay. Two welcomes.
Yeah, I know. So this morning, our guest has not been able to show up. She just called. We're going to have Shauna Ferrigno. Well, she's not going to be in the studio because she had some traffic problems. So she's going to call in a few minutes. We're going to talk to her about something that she's doing with her father, Lou Ferrigno, whom people might remember from The Incredible Hulk and a lot of other movies that he's made and television and stuff.
Yeah, I remember him from The King of Queens because I still watch that.
Oh, really? Was
yeah,
he
all
in
the
King of Queens?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, did he play himself or something?
Yeah,
or
he
what?
Plays himself.
Really? How interesting.
Yeah, he's like the next door neighbor. He's a good friend of the main couple.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You see, what do I know, man? They released like the whole Emmy nomination list, and I haven't seen any of these shows.
Really?
Any of them, no. And I'm so like not into TV, but this tells you why, because there's so many great shows on there that I couldn't possibly even know where to start.
Right. There are a lot of good shows out, and that it is the problem. It's like you don't have time to watch all of them, so you have to kind of pick and choose.
Exactly. You know, so I went on Netflix or Amazon, and I try to like play the first episode and something. And so I start like Downton Abbey, and then I'm going, no, let me see Breaking Bad, and no, Game of Thrones, and, you know. So yeah. I haven't watched any of them, really.
I'm the same. I haven't really, Breaking Bad, Downton Abbey, Game of Thrones, House of Cards, Mad Men, True Detective. I haven't got into any of those.
No, huh?
No.
I know, and a lot of people have.
Orange is the New Black, Modern Family.
So that's a comedy. I didn't realize that. It's under comedy series.
Orange is the New Black?
Yeah.
I didn't know that either. I've never watched an episode.
It's about women or a woman in prison or something. I mean, that's why they, you know, they call it that. But yeah, I mean, you know, I've heard Mad Men is great, but you know, I haven't seen any of it.
Yeah. I heard mixed, well, a lot of people liked Mad Men, but I heard a couple people that just thought it was stupid.
Really? They don't like
it?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And again, I haven't watched one episode of it.
Right.
Yeah.
What about The House of Cards? Have you seen that with Kevin Spacey?
No.
They say that one's very good. That's like a Netflix series, right?
You can't find it on regular TV. Yeah, and so was House of Cards. But I think House of Cards just went on regular TV.
Yeah.
I think it got picked up by a network.
Right. No, that's what I said is House of Cards.
I was talking about Orange is the New Black.
Okay.
Did I say House of Cards?
It's fine. So this is, so that's interesting.
A lot of the Netflix series do well.
Really?
Which is, I mean.
How many do they have? Like about two, right? The I guess you're right. Orange is the New Black is Netflix also.
Yeah, Orange is the New Black and House of Cards are both Netflix. Mm. And the fact that one medium purely online can give out two very good series that then gets picked up by a TV. I mean, that's pretty impressive.
Right, I know. And, you know, I mean, obviously HBO started with all these original series and stuff. And when they realized they can't just compete on the movies, because everybody can show the movies, you know, but they have original content. And then you have to get it in order to see it.
Yeah.
Like I remember with The Sopranos and stuff, you know, you couldn't watch it unless you had HBO.
Mm-hmm.
So I never watched
it.
And that
was like Dexter and The Newsroom.
Right.
They're on Showtime.
Right.
Which is in the same package as HBO.
Probably,
HBO, I think.
Yeah.
So unless you have those, you can't watch it.
Right, yeah. And I never really was crazy about those because I always felt, you know, I mean, for the movies, there's a lot better options than these.
Yeah.
And, for the original series, I guess it's worth it, you know. But so I got to catch up with The Sopranos on video, on DVD. And they had like, what, 6 or 7 seasons? That was a lot. But it was like a great show, you know.
Yeah.
You were younger, so you didn't get to see it. It was a mafia show, yeah. You don't show it to your kids.
Oh, but I think I've heard that I would like, because I like mafia.
Do you?
Yeah, I like stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, then you should catch it on DVD. Just watch the first couple ones. You'll see you'll get hooked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's like the bad guy is actually like the hero in the movie, you know.
Uh-huh.
I guess just like Dexter, right? He's also like a bad guy.
Yeah, he's a bad guy.
He's a murderer, right?
But it's like twisted round to make him seem like, well, he's the bad guy.
Right.
But
yeah, but to make
but
him seem like he's normal.
He only kills people that are bad. So I guess that makes him not so bad.
Really? So he doesn't kill like for fun? He kills what?
No, he kills, he like tortures people that the cops are looking for because he's in the police. So, yeah, he's
very
forensic. Forensic, something to do with forensic.
Okay. So
all the people that they're looking for that have done murders, he then murders them.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
very interesting.
Yeah,
God, I can't wait to watch. Can't wait to watch that.
It's really good.
People getting killed.
But but it's a really good show.
Yeah,
it's a really good show.
I know, that's what they say.
Yeah. And I think it was 8 seasons.
Wow.
Yeah. But the last episode was so bad. It was so disappointing.
Really?
So bad.
Yeah.
I could have written a better ending to it.
Really?
Yeah, it was terrible.
Wow. You know what's amazing to me is how many stories people can write, you know, for film, for TV, for books. And there's still, like, stories that have not been told.
Yeah.
And it's very cool, you know, that they make all these shows and stuff that that people get hooked on, you know, and then you wonder week after week how people come up with all these different, you know, plot lines and things like that.
And as well, how do you, when you watch a season, you're like, oh, there's no way they can make a season 2. What are they going to talk about? But they do.
Right. They do.
They do.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, there's always somebody out there to write something original.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. And it's crazy how the plot just twistens. And it's more like the show I'm watching right now, The Last Ship.
Uh-huh.
I love it. Everyone should watch it. It's on TNT on every Sunday. But I have no idea how they're going to. I just don't think it's possible to do a season 2.
Really?
Because there's an illness that's spread across 80% of the world. 80% is dead.
Really?
So what are they going to do?
So it's like, just a story. Well, they're probably like multiply and stuff, you know? I mean, that's like the end of the world stories. I like those. And yeah, usually that's what happens. I mean, they focus on a small group of people, and they sort of survive and stuff, right?
Yeah. I mean, is that how it is there?
Mm-hmm. Oh, on a ship.
Yes, the U.S. Navy is on a ship.
Oh, wow.
And the people, not to give it away too much, but they didn't really, they thought they were on a different mission. But there's a doctor on board who knew they were on a mission to get a vaccine for this illness.
Yeah.
And now they're being chased by other other people because they have the what could potentially be the vaccine that can save lives.
Right.
But I just don't know when 80% of the world is dead, how but then I guess there's you never know what clumps of people are kind of laying around.
Exactly. Yeah all over the place. I know, I like stories like that. If you ever get a chance, I don't know if you get to read a lot, but Stephen King's The Stand was probably my favorite book, and like, you know, also a disease. Most of the people die in the United States, and then there's just groups of people everywhere, and they sort of end up meeting in one place. And then there's like two camps, the bad people and the good people.
I think you would like The Last Ship, the show. You should watch it. You should get into it. It's on TNT. It's at like 6 o'clock every Sunday.
Okay.
Because it's kind of similar to that, and it's by it's directed by Michael Bay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's, what they're showing is like a movie every week,
because
it's that crazy and the cinematography is that good.
Right.
So
sounds good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty cool. So, okay. Well, enough with TV for now. Let me close this page. I don't want to look at it again. So we had a wild show on Wednesday, and I'm sorry to put you in that situation with a lot of sex and stuff, you know. We bring in like these porn people here, and Charlotte is like, where did I end up? How did I end up here? But, you know, I mean, I figured, look, we don't do it a lot, right?
Yeah,
I mean, occasionally we bring in the porn people, and they're like extremely open about sex. What I also find is that they really have little else to talk about other than their work and their industry, you know, and sex. Because, you know, I mean, I see them now a lot. And, you know, when you think of normal people, you know, even if we're in the same industry, we're not always going to talk about the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, we might talk about the weather. We might talk about kids, family, things like that, you know.
Right.
But here they always come back to one thing. And these girls are like really, really sexual, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't know how a woman becomes like that because, well, I think many women are like that, but on the inside. You
right.
know?
Yeah.
They don't let people know. They just sort of like act out everything that people sometimes fantasize about or whatever.
Yeah.
But the guests we had on Wednesday, they're into like kinky stuff and that like BDSM and
right.
and all that. And that's pretty strange to me too, you know, because I don't get into that stuff. So when I hear about it, it's sort of like I'm picturing, well, that's what Charlotte is feeling the whole time they're here, you know. But... But it's like the spectrum of sexual preferences that people have and the fantasies and what turns them on is mm-hmm. mind-boggling,
it is.
You know?
Yeah.
And how people end up like that. So I went online, I watched some of Aiden's work, and I mean, it's hardcore stuff, but there's pain. There's a lot of pain, like clamps and hot wax.
Oh, my God.
I know, and whips and stuff. It's like it starts off like exciting and everything, and then suddenly it just goes downhill from there, you know?
No.
You start to see that they, I mean, obviously it's all acting and stuff,
yeah.
but you know that people do this in real life as well,
yeah.
you know? They get a dominatrix and mm-hmm. she abuses them and stuff, and it's, you know, maybe I'm too...
I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't get the connection between the pain and the pleasure, you know?
Yeah.
Some people are saying it's because they're similar. Pain and pleasure are similar. Sounds like bullshit to me, but, but you know. So...
Are you excited for that show tonight, though?
Yeah, they're starting their show tonight, yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens there. I mean, they're not going to do these things, obviously, on the show. It's more like games. They play silly games and
yeah.
stuff. So we'll see what that is. But yeah, don't you tune in. I don't know what's going to happen there.
At least you'll have an interesting night.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, I love it. I love having the new station. It gives me yeah. something to do in the evening.
Definitely.
You know, and I meet people and stuff. Some crazy people, of course. And you know what's hard also is that is in that industry, the people are really busy because... they shoot films and stuff at any time of the day and night, you know. So sometimes they get called in like on short notice.
Right.
So, you know, maybe a few hours before or something. So then they have to cancel the show. They can't come in. Maybe one of them can't come in. Sometimes the guests can't come in. And it becomes like a whole mess, you know. So
yeah.
since we started, I let go of, well, one of them I actually let go because they were so late for their show, I just told them to turn around and go home.
Yeah.
And then the other show, you know, they just get too busy. They don't want to commit to it, you know. I think they also,
right.
I don't know, they don't want to work too hard, you know. I mean, I can't imagine you go into porn, you want to work hard. Although they say it is pretty hard work. It is work, you know. I mean, these people are performers.
Yeah.
You have to perform in front of people and stuff. So that can't possibly be easy. And
yeah, I think that's yeah. why they're so comfortable with themselves, because they have to do this in front of so many people.
Right, yeah.
I mean, that, like, scares me so much for them. Makes me scared for them.
I know. But I just figure when someone does it so much, you'd probably be tired of it or something, or it wouldn't be a big deal, but that's not the case.
Yeah.
You know? People burn out on jobs, but they don't seem to. I don't know.
No, I mean, Aiden said, hopefully I can do it for, the rest of my life or something like that.
Yeah, and she seemed to be in her 30s or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah. And yeah, so, you know, and the interesting thing is the moment you hit, I think, like 28 or something, they call you a MILF already, like your mother.
I think it's younger than that.
Really?
I think one of them say 25 or 26.
Okay,
I
maybe then.
I can't remember who it was, but I think.
And it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy, you know. So what? So a young girl is like, she has to be between 18 and 25. And then suddenly, or not even a young girl, a woman. Because once we call her a mother, she's got to be a little older. Yeah. But I mean, this niche has gone completely crazy. You know, mm-hmm. I think this was meant sort of like, you know, a young guy, you know, 18, whatever, and he's crazy about his friend's mom or something. You know, yeah. So he fantasizes about it.
Right.
But a 25-year-old, yeah, how young does a kid have to be? It doesn't make sense. Doesn't compute in my head, you know.
But a lot of the time when you put a lot of makeup on anyway, you look older.
Right.
So I guess maybe that'll add a couple years.
Yeah, probably. Probably, yeah.
Yeah, because depending how much makeup you have on and how made up you are, it's going to age you a bit.
Right, yeah. And what I don't believe is how some of them have like an otherwise normal life, you know. I mean, kids, a husband, things like that, you know. But they obviously, I don't know how they manage a life like that. I mean, I can imagine with a husband and stuff, but with the kids, you know, it's like you have to hide it. When they're finally old enough, they'll either find out or you're going to have to tell them. And it's not a great thing. I mean, I have a friend, a male friend who's in the industry, and his kids are not crazy about him doing this, you know.
Yeah.
And most of the stuff he does, he's not even on camera, you know. He's just like a manager and a publicist and stuff. But so yeah, I mean,
well, it'd be hard
families.
For one of those days, because I remember when you go to school and it's like it's one of those. So what do your parents do day?
Right,
you know, and you have to say what your parents do, and that can't be very fun.
Yeah,
tell everyone.
At any rate, I'm sure that you're. Okay. Let me see. Okay, this is our guest. She's keeping me up to date on the AAA. Thing. So, okay, yeah, call whenever you can. So I was going to say, I hope that your grandparents weren't listening to those shows, man. They probably turn it on, they go, oh boy, oh Lord, let me turn this off. I can't believe my granddaughter has been exposed to this. But you know what? You'll have some things to talk about if you ever end up in a conversation at a party.
It's true. That's true. I think they do. They listen to it pretty much every day.
Really?
But yeah.
Yeah.
They like listening to it. Yeah. They like
Fine. Yeah. And obviously people in the industry use language and stuff all the time because that's the kind of life it is.
Exactly. That's just.
Yeah. You don't get into porn and you call it penis and vagina. You know,
right.
You just don't.
Speaking of like porn stars, there was one girl who, she's under suspicion. I think she's a porn star.
No, she's a prostitute.
Oh,
she's a prostitute.
Oh,
the
you
one
know
with
what
the
story
Google
I'm gonna
executive.
Say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. So yeah, she,
oh,
she's
right,
a prostitute. Right.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, is there like any difference? Yeah, trying to make the distinction. The thing is they still have sex for money, you know.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's true.
It's just they do it in front of a camera. But I'm not judging. True. I'm just saying. Go on.
But she, well, she's under suspicion because two people she's been around have died of a heroin overdose. And one last year she called the police, called 911. This time, she just walked away. She got her belongings and walked away, and it was the Google executive, Forrest Hayes. So he died on his yacht in November following a heroin overdose.
Wow.
But I guess the suspicion because they – I don't think they took heroin. I don't think they're heroin users. So I think they're thinking that maybe she did that, and now they're under – there was no suspicions under the first death, but it was her ex-boyfriend. And she'd done interviews where she was madly in love with him. But I guess there's a lot of suspicion about... And when it's a Google executive, there's going to be media around it.
Right.
But
this happened a while ago, right? A few months ago. And they're only now
back
picking
in November.
Up, yeah, they're only picking up clues now as far as to what's going on.
Which is crazy that it takes this long, but...
I know. And the story really is, so are they saying that he was not a heroin user?
I think that's what they're saying, that neither were heroin users, and they're suspecting her of giving them the injecting them with the heroin.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you inject someone with heroin?
Lethal dose of heroin.
Right.
Well, because I feel like maybe she didn't inject them. She convinced them. You never know with these stories. I don't know anything. Maybe she didn't even have anything to do with them. But yeah. I think that's what they're getting at, that something that was...
Yeah. I mean, you know, how would anybody allow someone to inject them unless they wanted to?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Unless he was unconscious when she did that. But
or it could be that she convinced them to say, oh, take this heroin.
Right.
And it was a lethal amount.
Right.
So it could be that circumstance or...
Yeah. They're saying she gave him the injection. So...
Oh, they are? That's what they're saying?
Yeah, she gave him the injection. So the question is, why did he allow her
to do that
in the first place, you know?
Yeah.
And... Yeah, so she's got stories about these murders and stuff, you know. And what's interesting is, I guess with the boyfriend, the original one, I guess she called 911 and she said, you know, I think my boyfriend overdosed or something. And the dispatcher asked her, how do you know that it was
an overdose?
And she says, because there's nothing else it could be. But apparently she knew why he was dying, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So much suspicion. But the fact that suspicion wasn't taken into account the first time around and she wasn't charged with his death.
Right.
It's like, come on.
I know. That's crazy. So then she went on and killed another person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, we need to talk about this executive and why he was there on his yacht with a prostitute.
Exactly.
Half his age. And, I guess people do that. You know, I mean, people do get hookers and stuff all the time.
Yeah, because even Aiden said that she had been paid by celebrities.
Married ones, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Which is, it's crazy that it's so normal.
I know.
It's
and
so
a lot of people
normal.
Get into that because, look, I mean, I think if nothing else, when all these niches that these women and men do, some of the crazy ones, they wouldn't do them unless there was a demand for them and a big demand for them.
Yeah.
So apparently there's a lot of people that are behind closed doors practicing all these things. We just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It could be your friend, could be your neighbor. And they're practicing all these kinds of things. So who knows how many people that you know go to hookers and prostitutes and things like that, you know, or cheat, just cheating and... And that a lot of people do that, and many people have secret lives.
Yeah.
I guess when you're an executive at Google, you have a lot of money and a yacht, and you can afford to do these kind of things, you know?
But it just shows how dangerous it is. I mean, this guy ended up dead.
Right.
Just for hiring a prostitute.
I know. You either find the prostitute dead or the John dead.
Yeah, it's a scary...
Yeah.
Scary life.
I know. I don't see how women can get into that. You know, I mean, at least, you know, in porn, it's regulated. You know the people. It's a legitimate business, but not prostitution.
Yeah.
So you never know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's true. LeBron James announced that he's going back to Cleveland.
Uh-huh.
That's where he was before he went to the Heat.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he's going back to Cleveland.
Right. I've heard his name so many times, and you know what? I never watch basketball, so I don't understand his importance. I mean, I know he's a great player. That's obviously why he's so widely regarded. But, yeah,
His contract was something like $28 million.
So did he break the contract or
something?
Something
like that. No, he became a free agent from Miami Heat.
Oh, okay.
So he could leave, but then... He went back to, because he came from Cleveland and all the fans were, the owner of the Cavaliers said that it was disgusting when he left.
Really?
So now everyone's had to kind of eat their words because he wants to come back.
Yeah.
And this t-shirt's been made that it says, I think it's forgive with his number somehow.
Really?
In the word forgive, I think it was. But he said he just belongs in
Cleveland.
He's from Ohio.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah,
okay,
he's from Ohio.
So he is going home.
Yeah, and he said my relationship with Northeast Ohio is bigger than basketball. I didn't realize that 4 years ago, but I do now.
Oh, okay.
But well, obviously, the fans are still going to be a little a little hurt that he left, and now he's kind of having to eat all of his words and come back.
That's true. Yeah. So he left on bad terms when he did?
I think whenever you... I don't think it was bad terms, but the fans were disappointed he was
disappointed,
leaving.
Disappointed, yeah, yeah.
But now just has Miami Heat fans are disappointed that he's
right,
leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. And, I mean, this is like a huge headline on CNN, you know?
Yeah.
It comes before everything else.
Right.
But it just shows you, you know. I mean, we've made celebrities like our royalty. They're really important. Okay, here's our guest. I think she's calling in right now, so let's go ahead and pick this up. And good morning. Hi. You're on the air. Hi, Shauna.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Sure. We have.
How are you?
Good, good. We were introducing you before, and we're talking to Shauna Ferrigno, daughter of Lou Ferrigno. And you guys have something going on right now. I wish you could have made it to the studio, but you had some issues with the car, and which happens, you know, it happens. But sometimes you have to wonder, it figures, you know, it's happening when I want to come into the show, and I know you really wanted to come in. So,
I was dying to come in, and I really didn't want to sit and wait on the side of the 405 for AAA, and you know how that is. So I had to sit in my car and be patient, but, you know, one day I'll get to you.
Yeah,
I
hope
I
so.
We knew
we'd have a lot of time, a lot of fun together. Usually at the studio, you know, it's more intimate and stuff, and you get more time. But that's okay. At least we'll cover what you guys are doing and everything.
Yeah.
So just a little background that I wanted to ask you about. Are you a bodybuilder? I mean, it begs the question, are you a bodybuilder like your dad?
No. Never wanted to be. I've been a trainer for 12 years, and so for milk that I started, and dad's a CEO as well with me, but I'm more into lifestyle fitness because not everybody wants to be a bodybuilder, but I feel like people really want to learn how to not be on a diet for the rest of their life and make a lifestyle change to be healthy.
Right.
But not a bodybuilder.
Definitely.
But he's a great bodybuilder. I'll let there just be one bodybuilder.
Yeah, in the family, right?
One's enough, yeah. For sure.
So fitness and working out was always important in the family when you were growing up?
Well, I was a really heavy kid. And I think because my father was always competing, so I think I ran upstairs and ate badly, not for him to see what I was eating because he couldn't eat badly. So I felt whatever went in my mouth that nobody saw didn't exist, but it did because I became really heavy.
Wow.
But my father and mother both let me be who I was and let me get heavier, and they knew that one day I would look at them and say, hey, can you guys help me? You know,
right.
But they weren't like parents that said, you're fat, you're no good, lose weight. They knew in time that I would find my way.
Wow, that's pretty cool, you know, I mean, because I think most parents would be bothered by this and probably, you know, I mean, inadvertently make their kid feel inferior because of the way they look and so forth. And it's only a normal thing, but I think many parents obviously do this not to put down their kids, but to help them out. But you're saying that here, they really had total confidence in you that you'd be able to come around.
Yeah, because they had confidence in themselves because their lifestyle in the house was always good eating and good positive mentality. So they knew because they were the parents that they knew that I would come around because that's the environment I was in,
right,
as opposed to a negative environment. So I really appreciate and applaud them for that.
Right. Now, at what point in your life did you decide you're going to make a move and a change and reverse the weight gain?
Probably when everybody started really making fun of me at school. So I think I was, you know, high school age, like 13,
right,
14. And I never thought I was heavy or anything was bad because my home life was fine. And then everybody started making fun of me. And I was like, okay, what is this? And so I checked in and I started learning about, I got a dietitian and nutritionist, kind of like what we do with Ferg Dill Fit. And I got to learn the ins and outs of food, which is fuel. So, and then I got on this path and I became obsessed with it. And then I became, you know,
very thin.
Yeah, lifestyle junkie of it. Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's amazing. So, how many pounds did you lose since then?
Well, I lost a lot. Because I'm a big girl. I'll come in one day, but you know, I'm 5'9" and okay. I weigh more than most people because I have muscle.
Right.
So I don't really look at my weight. I lost a lot of fat. Like I lost probably, I think like 45 pounds, but I gained some muscle with it.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, people will be like, oh, I don't look at the scale ever, but yeah, I guess I have 45 pounds of, fat. But I always look at how my clothes fit. I'm like, never look at the scale. It's a really bad drama. Like, I feel like people get on the scale, want their number to go down a few pounds, like, in an hour, and then they drink water, and then the number goes higher. You know, it's a really bad, game.
A vicious cycle that people do, you know, and I think, you know, I see my son being preoccupied totally with the scale. And that's crazy, you know. I mean, I never look at the scale, you know. I mean, to me, what's important is if I feel good, if I look good in the mirror, that's good enough for me. I don't need to, like, weigh myself all the time. So that's not a good thing, huh, Shana, to be
preoccupied. And why does he do it? What do you think he does it for?
Well, he's in CrossFit, so he's constantly... He does it because he wants to attract the girls, that's all. Mm-hmm. So he's been obsessed with it because he was a little overweight. I mean, he wasn't fat by any means, but he was a little overweight, and he didn't like that at all. So he sort of, like, went the other way completely, you know, and obsessed with that now. But at least, you know, he's into good health and stuff, so it can't be all that bad. And so now tell us a little bit about what it is that you guys are doing now. You have something going on at the Santa Monica Pier?
Yeah, we're so excited. We have a 6-week program. It's completely free. It starts tomorrow, Saturday. It's every Saturday for 6 weeks, starting July 12th until August 16th. Tomorrow, the big guy, my dad, will be out there talking about a bunch of things with nutrition and fitness, and we have a fitness class, actually, that's taught by an amazing trainer named Mike Dunleavy, who's part of our program. It starts at 9 a.m., and it's called Hey There Muscles, Lean Fitness by Ferrignofit. So however you can get out there, everybody get out there, but it's amazing because you are at the end of the pier, and you're overlooking all of the gorgeous ocean, and you get a free workout and get to meet all of us crazy Ferrigno.
Right.
And, you know, it's just going to be a fun time.
It so really sounds like fun. I mean, for people that are into fitness or want to discover about fitness, you know, go in and do it with some experts in the field.
Yeah, definitely. So it's not just a nutrition and getting and learning about that. It's also a class after as well.
Yeah, so the class starts at 9 a.m. for about 45 minutes, and then afterward, my father and I are going to speak, and we're going to just answer questions, and, you know, we've got a Hulk at the pier, so why not?
Yeah.
And it's free, and, you know, it's not too early, like at 6 a.m., but it's 9 a.m., and anybody from 12 to 105, come on down.
Oh,
you know, we ask that, you know, little kids don't do it, but we can sit around and just, you know, little kids can come, but just to work out, we ask that you're 12 and above.
Right. Wow. This sounds exciting, you know what I mean? Early in the morning, also, it's fun. It's not too hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's called Hey There Muscles.
Hey There Muscles.
There's going to be shirts and prizes and giveaways and, you know, little Hey There Muscle fake tattoos. It's going to be a quirky, fun time. Us Ferrignos are really into bringing the fun back into fitness.
Yeah.
Because people think of fitness and they're like, or working out, they're like, oh, I don't want to work out. But come on, like, it's going to be a fun time. Great music, great people, great energy.
Sounds good.
I might come.
Yeah,
why not? It sounds fun. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun.
I know. And so this is going to go on for a month now, right?
It's going to go on for 6 weeks.
Oh, 6 weeks.
So every Saturday from July 12th to August 16th.
Okay,
so,
that's cool.
Yeah, at 9 a.m.
And so it's both of you leading the classes and everything? Oh, you said you have a trainer there.
We have different trainers that are leading the classes in the area. So we really wanted to, we look at Ferrignofit as kind of like the food network, where we're the overhead, but then we have the different kinds of trainers, like the chefs do with a food network. So people don't have the same trainer the whole time. They get to see different local trainers in the community. and really, because people like different people, you know, in different classes that are being taught. So you may love one instructor one day and not like the other, but, you know, you'll pick and choose, and then, you know, they're all in your community.
Right.
So you can go back and, yeah, and go to their teaching. So it's really cool. It's really exciting, and I appreciate you guys having me on.
Of course. Talk about it because it's free.
How else can you get something free like this?
That's
true. Is each week working on a different part of the body, like cardio and abs and something like that?
Yeah, it's a HIIT workout, all of them, which is a high intensity interval training workout. But one week will be like more of a salsa dance, or one will be more of building, you know, more muscles, and another one will be, you know, kickboxing. So, yeah, you can go on heythermuscles.com and check it out and see which week works for you, or what, you know, what you really want to specify, like, with working out and training.
Right.
But they're all over body workouts, just with different flavor to them.
Sounds good. Now, what do you guys do when you're not doing this? Do you guys have, like, a fitness company or business or something like that?
We do. We have frignofit.com. Uh-huh. And you can check us out on Twitter, you know, Facebook, FreedomFit. Yeah, we do. And we have a 90-day program where Hey There Muscle started. It's called Incredibly Fit by FreedomFit. And we have amazing success stories. And, yeah, it's a 90-day program where you get a personalized meal plan, workouts, a DVD, and newsletters every day that comes to you, where it's more than just a diet. It's a 90-day lifestyle, you know, course.
Wow.
It's like a college education course. So
yeah,
it's great. We talk about, habits and self-sabotage, because when you're really heavy, you're not heavy because you like to eat. It's because you're suppressing something inside of yourself. So we work from the inside out.
Really?
First.
So is that safe to say about everyone who's overweight? Because I know some people are just saying, I love food, you know.
Yeah, and if they're okay loving food, and, you know, I think you can love food, but I think there needs to be a balance with anything in your life.
True.
We base our program off of AA, which if you're an alcoholic, it's not necessarily because you like to drink. It's because you're avoiding or suppressing or want to escape. And, you know, food is not your friend. And I always say, we're not dogs. We should not be rewarding ourselves with food.
With
for
food.
A treat.
Right.
That's true. Yeah, yeah.
And I think, sorry.
No, that's okay. I mean, I'm just saying that you had the experience. So you're speaking from experience. And, you know, you can say here that it's possible, you know, to get away from food as your friend.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. It's about finding another hobby. You know,
yeah.
And if people are okay being heavy, absolutely be heavy. I know I have clients that are heavy. That's fine. And they're okay with it. And they just want to, you know, work out with me and, you know, just make sure their heart is on point and they're active. Great. But, you know, if you're looking for, you know, a change, or if you don't feel good because there's a lot of weight bringing you down and your personality down, then, you know, it's time to check in.
Right.
You know, and yeah.
And you know, people don't realize how overweight can be, can be dangerous. I just found this thing here that they did a study and they found that extreme obesity shortens your life more than smoking. So I mean, that's how bad it is,
wow.
And that's how I think how serious it is for people to actually do pursue exercise and nutrition.
Yeah, be active. You know, there's just so much you can't do. It's like when I was really heavy, every time I go out to eat, any time I go anywhere, I was in my head the whole time thinking people were looking at me and making fun of me. And that's draining for me to just be so preoccupied by what I felt everybody was not doing or doing in my head,
right.
You know, and I just could not own myself. And it takes a toll. But you know, that's why there's our program out there. And, you know, my dad is 80% hard of hearing, you know, and
right.
that man has 2 hip replacements, 2 knee replacements, and has been through so many surgeries, and he still is consistent with working out and eating right. So there's no excuses.
Yeah.
If you want something, you can do it. You know, hard of hearing boy from Brooklyn looked up to the Hulk his whole life with comic books because he was a scrawny, skinny kid. And look at him. He turned into the Hulk.
Right.
Like,
wow.
You know, it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
So, you know, this man is my hero for sure. And he's taught me there's no excuses. So if you want something, stop complaining about it and just do it. That's what Frignal Fit means. F-I-T is focus, invest, take action. You know, focus on what you want in your life, invest in it, and then go, run, take action with it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Wow.
Sounds good. Yeah.
Well, you've got me motivated.
I know.
I love it. And I'm so sorry. You would be doing push-ups with me right now if I was listening to you.
I wish you were. I need a workout for the day.
Well, Shanna, you're definitely going to have to come in sometime and we'll talk more and stuff and find out about you and the family and everything. And I was just wondering though about you. Must have been pretty young, or were you even alive when your dad was the Incredible Hulk? I mean, I don't know how old you are, so that's why.
No,
I'm
33. I love my age. I'm the woman that'll shout it because I love my age. No, I was not actually. He was doing kind of like the Return of the Hulk and all that. But you know, guys, I have seen one Hulk show in my life.
Really?
Yes. And I was just not raised to, you know, I was raised with, you know, Paris Hilton, the Kardashians, all those people.
Right.
But I was never affected like that. You know, I was, okay. I didn't really know my dad was famous at all. So I need to watch more Hulks. But no, I've seen one. But yeah, it's a great show.
Right.
You know, from what I saw and what everybody says. But I just know him as an annoying dad sometimes. I'm like, oh, you're so annoying. He's like, do you want to go to the gym with me? I'm like, no. And everyone's like, you just told Lou Ferrigno no. Like, who did not work out with Lou Ferrigno? I'm like, me. He's annoying. You know, I'm just his kid. It's fun. Yeah.
Awesome. Do you have any siblings, Shanna?
I do. I have two brothers. I've got Lou Jr., younger, and he's an actor and a phenomenal painter, artist. And then I have the youngest one is Brent, and he's 24.
Are they also into fitness?
They are. Yeah. You know, Louie, the middle one, is doing a Ferrigno Legacy, and it's a bodybuilding fitness competition with my father up north over Thanksgiving weekend in Santa Barbara. And we're bringing back the elegance and the beauty into bodybuilding and the shows.
Wow.
So it's a 1,300-seat opera house, and we're going to do an awesome competition with competitors there. And it's our first year, and we're really excited about it. So people are signing up like crazy.
Sounds great.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, everybody, we're talking to Shanna Ferrigno. The event is Hey There Muscles. It's by Ferrigno Fit. It's going to start tomorrow and go every Saturday through August 16th from 9 to 10 in the morning at the Santa Monica Pier. Couldn't have, I think, a more inspiring place to work out.
You know? I think I'm going to be there, so I'll say hi if I come.
Yeah.
You better. Please, come on down. Thank you guys so much.
Shanna.
You're so wonderful, and I'll make sure to come and do push-ups with you in studio soon.
Absolutely. Definitely. And kudos to you for putting together a program like that to make people aware of fitness and everything. You know, it's not...
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's not something that you have to do, and I'm sure you're not doing this for money. It's more to raise awareness of people and fitness and stuff. And like you said, what better example than the Incredible Hulk and his daughter, you know?
Right.
So, and it's free. So no excuses.
And it's free.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't forget that. Okay. All right, Shanna. Well, all the best to you. I hope...
You too, guys.
I hope you can deal with the car there and not be so...
Started.
I know. All right, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.
Shanna. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye. So, yeah, she was calling from the side of the road.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That sounds so fun, though.
I know.
I'm going to drag my boyfriend.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, everybody, go to heythermuscles.com, and it'll take you to a website called santamonicapier.org/. So I guess it's part of the Santa Monica Pier website.
Yeah.
And you can learn more about it. Sounds good. We'll see. It's going to take a lot for me to get there at 9 o'clock on a Saturday, especially to work out. But we'll see. You know, I mean, I'm in the process of getting a new bike. So I went to the bike store. At first, I thought I'd buy something online. So I ordered it at Walmart, at Walmart for about $200. It seemed like a good, you know, great reviews and everything for the bike. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they tell you, you can pick it up today, tomorrow, whenever you want. And I said, great, you know, so I'll get up in the morning, I'll go get it. So in the morning, I get an email saying you're going to have to wait for like a week to 10 days.
Oh, no.
And I thought, the hell with this now. I'm not waiting for this. So, excuse me, I went to the bike shop near my house. And so I told him, I said, you know, I'd like a road bike and stuff. And
yeah.
Something cool, but what do you have? So he shows me one that looks like awesome. You know, and I'm like, yeah, that looks really cool. You know, how much is it? He's $2,200. I said, $2,200 what? I said, did you say $2,200 for a bike? He's like, yeah. I'm like, do I look to you like a pro? I mean, if I was a pro, I'd come right in and tell you what I want, you know.
Wow.
I just want to cruise around the beach and around the neighborhood and stuff. So he says, okay, well, you need like a cruiser, you know, bike, which they don't look very cool. They don't look as cool as the...
$2,200. Yeah. Yeah, see, for a girl, I want a light blue one with a basket.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. You don't care about...
Yeah, like, I don't care about Gias. Like,
he just
whatever.
Wanted to look good.
I just want a cute bike with a basket on the front. Like, preferably light blue with a little bit of white on it. Then totally
right.
fine.
Well,
but
so
for
you're
a guy,
easy to
I
buy
can
for.
See, exactly. But yeah. a guy, I can see how it's harder to get. Like a
yeah, because you know what I mean. The road bikes, you have to lean forward like the sports bikes,
right?
Like the racing bikes. So it's not like for cruising. If you just want to ride around and stuff like on the beach, you don't want to be bent over so much.
Yeah, it's going to hit your back. And
right,
it won't be comfortable.
Exactly, and it's for going fast, not for going slow.
Yeah.
So, but like I said, all the cruiser bikes are ugly. So I think I'm going to. Try and fix the one that I have.
Right.
You know, and they say, yeah, bring it in. We'll see how much it is, you know. But, I mean, the cheapest bike they had in this little small bike shop was $600.
Wow.
Yeah.
You should go to Sports Authority.
That's where I'm going to go because I remembered you saying something about it.
Yeah, I went there, yeah.
Yeah, so I looked online and their prices are better.
A lot better,
so
yeah.
I'm going to go. There's one across the street. I'll check it out and see.
Yeah, there is.
Thanks for reminding me. I totally forgot I was going to go there after the show.
There you go.
Yeah, you know. So I'll go check it out. So we'll see. If I get it today, maybe I'll come in the morning and come to the pier
text
with my bike.
Text me if you go.
Yeah. Well, that's too soon. Yeah. I don't know. Because it's a hassle to put the bike rack on. And then, you know, I have to buy one and put the bike on it and then take it back and uninstall it so nobody steals it. And but
yeah, that's
yeah,
a lot
but
of
you get used to
not,
it. Yeah,
I guess so.
To me, everything is a hassle. Don't listen to me. I don't want to do anything. I'm so lazy.
I think a lot of stuff's a hassle too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Big palaver for no reason. It's like, what's this? I just want to go do this small thing, and this whole it's taking me forever to do it. Yeah. So I think a lot of things are a hassle too.
They are. They are. You know, like doing the dishes.
Or yeah.
Folding the laundry.
I like folding
that.
Laundry.
I know. You told me that. I'm going to bring my clean laundry over here.
No, I should be a laundry person.
I know. Let it fold it in the other room. I'll pay you. I don't care. As long as you enjoy it. God, I hate it. Oh, man. All right. Well, that's it for today, for this week. We've had a great week.
Been a good week.
Right. We've had some great guests and stuff. And
yeah, it's been a fun week.
I'm sure we're going to get some great ones next week. And yeah, too bad Chana couldn't come here. She sounded like a lot of fun.
Yeah, hopefully you know. Maybe in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, maybe even next week we'll invite her or something.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, this thing is still ongoing, so I'm sure she'll still want to promote it
and
stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, everybody, thank you all for listening. We absolutely love you.
We do. We do. We love our listeners.
We're totally in love with you. So keep listening and make us feel good and keep us in love. And we'll see you on Monday.
Bye.
For the best in morning radio, tune in to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte. Only on LA Talk Radio.